Good afternoon. Yes, afternoon. 1:26 p.m. to be precise on March the 30th, 2014, a Sunday afternoon. The morning got away from me, but I was determined not to let today go by without a walk. I need the exercise, and I missed too many days at the beginning of the month to let that continue. So, yeah, I did 16:32 on the first half, not bad. So I was quite anxious to get out and walk. I got the morning gone before I even realized it was started, and I slept until the time when I usually walk. There's a fire somewhere. There's emergency vehicles everywhere right at the moment. So yeah, I got off to a late start, and that's okay. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to do this thing today. So, a lot of good comments on South Coast on the other day. Lots of good grist for the mill. I honestly don't know. I think about this stuff a lot, and then I sit down to write it, and it all goes, whew, gone. Out the window. Don't think too much about it while I'm writing, which is probably all for the best, because it means I write the story that's supposed to be written and not the one that I think I want to write. So I've been thinking about South Coast. I've also been thinking about the Smugglers, the non-Ishmael series that I'm going to be writing. I'm thinking about that as well. Along with Ishmael, I'm trying to figure out, okay, how's this going to work? I don't really know. I'm really kind of anxious to find out, so that's a good sign. I got very little done yesterday. It's going to be a red day all around. I did do some audio work. I did some pickups that I had either botched or missed. Q-U-Y is apparently pronounced qui and not key. So yeah, that was kind of a pain. And of course, I get these right at what could be characterized usually, generally, as the worst possible time. Friday night, going into the noisiest part of the night, going into the noisiest part of the weekend, of the week, which is the weekend. And the kid's on spring break, so I've got the kid home as well. So, extra people in the house, extra noise in the house. Oh, and we need them by Saturday night, if possible. Yeah, no, sorry. Anyway, I did get them done. I interrupted the laundry process early in the day and got the recording done. Got it cleaned up and sent off. Kind of winded this morning. I'm not worried. I feel like I'm practically naked out here. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. That's in my jeans and my shoes. But other than my ball cap, that's it. I'm so used to being out here in down parka. Well, it's not actually down, but a big parka with fleece hood and extra gloves and mittens, and still shivering. It's 72 degrees out here. There's a breeze. It's a pretty big, pretty good breeze, pretty strong breeze. And it's overcast. The reason I didn't go out earlier was in part because I was still asleep, but also it's been overcast all day. It's been kind of, it's hard to be enthusiastic about going out and walking in a beautiful morning when it's not a beautiful morning. So I had a late breakfast. I'm gonna have a late lunch. I'll have an early dinner and perhaps go to bed early to make up for it. I do have to get back into the paperback. I've been giving it just sort of a look and a promise. Do this page, put it down. And do the next page, put it down. There's like 200, 300 pages here, so it's gonna be a while unless I get my head out of my butt and start cranking on it a bit. I also need to get the galley for double share moving. I said I was gonna do that the other day and I didn't do it, so perhaps I'll do that today. That's at least somewhat creative. Actually, that's not true, because I really do enjoy going through the book and putting the edits in. I have to say, it's just parts of it that are tedious, parts of it that are kind of fun. It's just nice to see that's how that's supposed to go. There's a certain satisfaction in seeing it straightened out and cleaned up, but boy, not as much satisfaction as there is in going through and writing something fresh. So I'm actually glad there's a breeze blowing, because otherwise it'd be kind of hot. So I go home and get some lunch. Nothing special. Grab a sandwich. Try to remember to get this posted before 5 o'clock tonight. I'm gonna grill a little chicken for dinner. I made chicken curry last night, but this will be a nice change. Should be enough left over for chicken salad for sandwiches next week. So that'd be cool. And the long eastern reach, off we go. And half a mile will turn again. A dull moment. So everybody has earbuds now. I don't know if anybody's noticed it, but everybody has earbuds now. Whenever I'm out walking, everybody around us got earbuds on. Okay, there's the kipful kids playing in the yard that don't have earbuds, but that's pretty much it. monk pole. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what that is. A pressure washer of some sort, apparently. A fellow working in his yard with an odd-looking contraption. This sort of looks like a lawnmower. It's even got a Toro logo on it. But it doesn't, it's got no deck, it's got nothing underneath it. Kid's playing with a hose that's coming off the side of it. It must be a pressure washer or something. A high pressure pump. Ooh, a U-Haul. Somebody moving. God, that's not me. So I feel like I have to keep my voice down because there's people around. One thing about walking at 7 o'clock in the morning, but other than a few dog walkers, there's nobody out here. There are people in the yards, there's stuff going on. How horrible. Here's the people who put their new deck on. Gotta paint it. It looks really nice. Very sharp. The new extension on the back of their house with the deck in the corner. Very cool. A couple of raised beds. They're gonna be compost bins, maybe? It's almost time for me to get my tomato plants out. I put in one tomato plant, one forever plant last year. Nothing happened because of the trees that were in the way. And too much shade, too many aphids. It was an exercise in futility. But this year I'm gonna go see if I can't get some earlier. Pick up 2 or 3 tomato plants. Couple of jalapeno pepper plants. I love fresh jalapenos. Well, I like green peppers too, but the jalapenos are bite back. Makes great salsa. So yeah, so my summer project. My daughter started an herb garden, but she put in herbs 1 year and then never tended it, and it kind of putzed out. I'm not too surprised. I have to see what I can do this year. Have a little garden on the side. Nothing major. We used to have like 6 4x4 foot raised beds back when we lived in an apartment. We rented the upper story of an old farmhouse, and with the landlord's permission, we put in raised beds behind the garage, and it was pretty cool. We had cages over them to keep the predators out, keep the rabbits and the woodchucks off it. We tried to do the same thing. We got our house in Lisbon Falls, but Lisbon Santa, but worked out for a while. Worked out okay. 4x8s. They were easier to tend. Less fiddling about between them. amazing amount of croppage comes out of small area like that when you do it correctly, I guess. I should try espaliering the tomato plants up the fence, or perhaps throw in a couple of runner beans, train them on strings up the side of the fence. That would be kind of cool. Don't know how much I get out of green beans out of it, but perhaps enough for a salad or two. I don't want to go too whole hog because I got other things I want to do and spend an hour a day fiddling with the garden. The truth is, it doesn't take an hour a day, it takes like 20 minutes. Perhaps it's something I need to do to break up my day, break up my thinking. Sort of like walking gets me out, gets me moving, breaks up the patterns, breaks up the thought processing. It helps with depression by bleeding off some of the stress. Certain satisfaction out of growing a tomato, growing some green peppers. Some people in the park. Perhaps poisoning pigeons. Every once in a while, somebody will link the Tom Lehrer video, a grainy old black and white video, Tom Lehrer poisoning pigeons in the park. Funny guy. So I'm almost back, walking along the edge of the park. And Armando, tell me how I'm doing. It's gonna wait till the end of the block here and then tell me. I'm almost there. Let's see what I could do about shaving a few seconds off here. Pump it up. Now, there we are. And 17 and a half on the backside. Pretty much par for the course. So anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and just start thinking about where I'm going to walk to after I get to Balticon. But with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.